Star News.
Scotland battered by ball bag.
Social media not for twits.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Richard Brown.
And I'm Kate Reid. The storm currently battering Scotland has been causing havoc across the country. Dubbed Hurricane Ballbag, the gale has clocked at winds of 165 miles per hour in the Highlands, whilst across Scotland, fallen debris and flooding have blocked roads and closed bridges, including the Tay and Forth road bridges. Fife Council issued a severe weather warning yesterday, and police have warned people not to travel. Edinburgh and Glasgow airports have cancelled numerous flights, and some rail services have been suspended. There have been pockets of power outages, including instances in St Andrews, particularly in the east end of the town. Many public services have closed, including Fife schools, and the university library will be shutting early today at 10 p.m. The severe winds are forecast to subside by tomorrow.
A study conducted with the help of computer science experts from the University of St Andrews has indicated that Twitter did not play a significant role in inciting and organising the English riots earlier this year. Instead, the analysis of 2.4 million Twitter messages has found that the social media service helped mobilise the post-riot cleanup. The research was published today as part of The Guardian's Reading the Riots feature and was only made possible by the use of cloud computing, the sharing of large-scale computer facilities, which the Computer Science Department here in St Andrews specialises in.
The Museum of the University of St Andrews is to be loaned a rare Renaissance painting of the Crucifixion of St Andrew for the duration of the 600th anniversary. The painting by 17th century Italian master Carlo Maratta has been loaned to the University Museum by the Earl of Wemyss and Marsh. The university initially approached the aristocratic family in March to purchase the painting following false reports they planned to sell it. Professor Ian Cardis, director of the University Museums, told the East Lothian Courier, "It is wonderful to have on public show here in Moosa this iconic image of St Andrew, so closely identified with this town and country since the Middle Ages." This week, Moosa also announced the Young Curators Project, an initiative inviting local teenagers to help plan an exhibition using artefacts from the university's nationally important collection. The participants will gain hands-on experience with historic artefacts, and the project will culminate in a special ceremony in June to unveil the exhibition.
A new report by the British Council has warned that that UK students are lacking an international outlook needed for a globalised economy. The Global Skills Gap report, which surveyed 500 business leaders, has suggested that many recruiters are struggling to recruit staff with a global outlook. It found that 74% of those business representatives thought that the UK young people's horizons were not broad enough for a globalised economy, with 35% of multinational firms said that they found it difficult to recruit employees. The report warns UK students risk losing out on highly skilled and highly paid jobs to young people in countries other than the UK.
In sports news, Rory McIlroy has opened up a 6-shot lead over Luke Donald on the first day of golf's Dubai World Championship. McIlroy, who is currently 2 shots off the lead, must win the competition and hope that Donald finishes outside the top 9 in order to finish top of the European rankings. Meanwhile, in rugby, Stuart Lancaster has been announced as the interim head coach of England for the 2012 Six Nations, while the RFU searches for a full-time replacement for Martin Johnson, who quit last month.
Those are today's headlines. There is more news in an hour or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.